remind you when you speak to please speak into the microphones the best you can. I'm going to go ahead and call to order the September 10th, 2020 Liberty County School Board Public Budget Hearing and regular meeting. We're going to start with our prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and pledged by Mr. Petty. If you'll stand, please.
Let us pray. Dear Father, we just give you thanks for a pretty afternoon to give us to come again, Father. Thank you for the rain we're much needed, Father. Pray for each and every person and their families. Be with us and watch over as we go through this board meeting, Father. Pray for open hearts and open minds. Pray for the one who will be by us. We just pray that you continue to lift them up, Father. Bless them and watch over them. Be with us and watch over throughout this meeting. We ask this thing in your precious name. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll start our final budget hearing. We're going to start with item A, a motion to approve the setting the final required local effort millage rate at 3.7050. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2B, motion to approve setting the final discretionary operating millage rate at 0.748. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2C, motion to approve setting the final discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.5. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2D, motion to approve the resolution 20-03, which includes all millage rates. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2E, motion to approve resolution 20-04, adopt the final budget. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2F, motion to approve annual financial report for 2019-2020 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Recognitions and presentations. First up, we have Mr. Greg Parsons with Voya. Mr. Parsons, if you'll come up and speak loudly if you can.
I would. Can I talk over here?
That's fine with me.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for letting me come out today, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm with Voya. That's my real job, is helping employees of Liberty County save money for retirement, so one day when they get to be old and gray like me, they got extra money to live on. But in light of that, since y'all have been letting me come over here for 18 years, I thought I'd, as a token of my appreciation, I thought that I would, since I have another gift God gave me to make, do woodworking and make Adirondack beach furniture and different other furniture now, but I thought I would present this to your school district and to this high school. First of all, and I'm also going to do one for the Toller School. I don't know if it does. It probably looks just like this if you want to, and also for
Hosford.
For Hosford Panthers?
Yes, sir.
And they're blue?
Yes, sir.
They're blue.
Blue and white.
But my lovely wife Susan has been teaching in Leon County for 34 years. So she comes out and drops next December. And she actually is my wife and soulmate and all that for 35 years. But actually, I make the chairs. And she told me this, to quote a movie, if I paint.
No, I didn't. No,
back up, Greg. she's a real jobs teacher. If I will build it, she will paint. So that's what she does. So I just wanted to present that, and I hope it goes along with your decor of your new high school. Congratulations, your new high school. And I also have some dog aid for any sport. I think it's football that's going on, and maybe some. That's 9 gallons of powder. So I'll keep the Gatorade coming, or the dog game coming. If y'all need anything else, I'm around. I've been, so like I said, coming here for 18 years, and hope to be coming another 18. So anyway, well, I sure appreciate y'all.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Parsons. We appreciate your hard work on that. Thank you. We have Mr. Michael Kiltz. Did I pronounce it correctly? Okay. Are you presenting or speaking to the board tonight?
About the board item.
Okay. Will you? No, sir. This is your time.
Okay.
And if you can, I know it's going to be hard, but if you can speak loudly.
Oh, I got a teacher voice.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so the board item I'm going to discuss tonight is 11C, the RFP for a loan. I'll give my opinion first, and then I'll talk about what's in the board item. I think it's prudent for us in the school system to not go out for a loan of money when we are entering a recession. And the state of Florida has lost over $5 billion in revenue, which will be cut in some way, shape, or form. And since the largest budget item in the state of Florida is education, we will be first ones on the chopping block. And so while I understand what we're going the money for, I'm a little concerned about that. Within the attachment, close to $1.5 million of items listed, and we're receiving a loan for $302,000. And my question is, which items on this list are going to be addressed? Do we know?
We will discuss that when the agenda comes up, but if we know what your questions are, we can address those when the item comes up. But this is not question answer at this time. This is when you present to us. You have 3 minutes to let us know what your concerns or questions are.
Okay, so there's the concern. So I wait for questions when you get to the board
when
item.
When we get to the board item, we will answer your questions.
Questions.
I'm sorry?
I'll ask the questions then.
Okay, this is your time to ask the questions.
I'd ask the questions.
Is that the only question you have?
Ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kiltz. Okay. So we had no other public comments, so we'll go on down and start with the superintendent's report. Mr. Summers, do you have anything for us tonight?
Well, I think we started our year, we're almost 2 weeks in. Has it been perfect? No. We've had the traditional issues, parking, parent drop-off and pick-up, all the things that we have to work through this first couple of weeks, they're with us. We also have the virtual issues that have been a challenge, to say the least. As you recall, we were donated over 1,000 computers, and we're very thankful for that. But once we put those computers into action and loaded up the software that we had to have on them, we began to have issues. And we will continue to have issues, I'm afraid. And going forward, this board will have to address that down the road as far as the quality of computers that we're sending out there. If we ever hope to have a online instruction program similar to what's in the classroom. So we're working on those things, though. And Ms. Lynn, bless her heart, and Jeannie, they have worked, and the tech people at the schools have worked long hours, long over regular hours, trying to make sure that we do the, have the best that we can. But still in all, there are a lot of issues out there. And you're probably, you're already probably hearing about some of them, board members. Next week, there have been some questions about could we get our meetings over on Zoom or some similar to that. And we think we can. I was talking to Ms. Lynn several times. She's already been working on it and trying to provide more public access. And I think that's an echo around the room here that we look for ways, let's look for ways to try to have more access to our meetings. Is that our goal is to have it up and running for the October meeting. Now that's what she's working diligently on. Can't promise anything when you're into technology, but we think we can make it happen. So, board members, I think that's something to be we can all be proud of when that gets going. I can't think of any other specifics, Ms. Tina, of those things, and we'll answer any questions as they come up.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Summers. So moving on to additions and corrections to the agenda, item 6A, there is actually, well, it's on there to add it and then it's there to take it off. So I guess that's a wash. We don't even need to address that. So that is a correction to the agenda though. And then deleting action item 11B. So with those, I need a motion to approve the additions and corrections to the agenda. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Hayes. Item 7A, motion to approve the entire agenda with the additions and corrections for September 10th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Motion by Mr. Flowers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7A, I need a motion to approve. I'm sorry, let me get where I'm supposed to be. Motion to approve removing the board recommended request for proposal, the RFP, for a financial institution institutional banking for a short-term loan from the table. Do I have a motion to remove it from the table?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries just to remove it from the table. Moving on down to item 9A, motion to approve the August 27th, 2020 special board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10A, under consent items, motion to approve the following reports. Principal's reports for August 2020, financial statements for August 2020, and bills and payroll for August 2020. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10B, motion to approve the September 10th, 2020 personnel consent table. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10C, motion to approve the updated substitute list for 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10D, motion to approve the updated supplement list for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10E, motion to approve the updated salary schedule for the 21st Century 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
Madam Chair. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm just going to ask a question. Have we got the final approval on it yet?
I've got nothing back from DOE. There's three levels that passed us through. We've gone through two of them. We're waiting on the top dogs, if you will, to sign off on it, and they have not notified me. But we're trying to get everything in place. So once we do get that notification, we're going to roll that day with advertisements and those kind of things.
Any other questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10F, motion to approve the out-of-field teachers list. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10G, motion to approve the district assessment calendar for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm sorry, I just completely lost my place. Are we on H or did we just do H? Okay. My fingers moved out of the way, off place. Okay, item 10H, motion to approve the revised student progression plan for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving down to action items, number 11A, motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Liberty County School Board and PanCare of Florida Incorporated to coordinate and facilitate the expansion of the school telehealth program for provision of school health nursing services and mental behavioral health services for acute health conditions, chronic disease management, and social emotional health promotion at the designated schools. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving down to 11C, motion to approve the request for proposal per board recommendation for financial institution banking for a short-term loan. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. I'm sure we have some discussion on this, so I'm not even going to ask. Whoever would like to go first, or
do we need any clarity left over from the last meeting, or any kind of comment there?
Well, I talked with Jackson in depth about this several times, and the amount of interest that's going to be paid out on a short-term loan is pretty far up there. No matter who you do it with, this is for $302,000. It's going to be asking a lot to pay back over $600,000 over 5 years. It's my opinion. I think the public ought to be able to vote and have a say on this, since we're using everybody's money. I know we need a lot of things, but this is that's a lot of interest to be paid on a short-term loan.
The concerns that I have is like what Mr. Kiltz mentioned, is the budget cuts that are going to come, and I don't want to leave this board with debt that's going to be hard to repay. We need the funds, I know. But like what Mr. Kiltz is also saying is I haven't seen a prioritized list. And I mean, I have a list, but is that prioritized? Who dictates that, or who recommends that?
Y'all would be the final say, of course. We just put down our recommendation as far as what we go.
Okay.
You'd have to go through.
So if we decided to approve the RFP and we put it out, and because it has to advertise for 30 days, is that correct? So if we approve it tonight, it would go out tomorrow maybe, or Monday? So 30 days from that, would we be able to say, even if a financial institution turned in the RFP, I don't know when we're going to know about these budget cuts. Do we know when they start?
My understanding is December, January is the earliest.
I mean, would we be required by then, say, since we put it out and say we even selected somebody, do we have to go through with it if we change our mind?
It specifically reserves the right to reject all proposals that are submitted. Couple of different options, again, just to lay all these options in front of you. Prioritization thing that's brought up, that may be something to possibly workshop, which y'all have the option to do. Because let's just say, and again, the 302 approximately, that's under that 1011.14, that would be the maximum because that's a quarter of our past ad valorem. So that's again where that number comes from. And as has been pointed out, that's a pretty extensive list. So if you're going to be picking winners and losers right off the bat, I'm not sure how y'all going to want to do that or want to do that. So I would say no. But again, I would also, and I don't know why, but in the researching for the RFP, we certainly have a template now. In the future, in any event, we do decide to do RFPs, I think we have a good working template that we've been able to put together with a lot of help. But you know, there is also the option for an invitation to bid, which is a simpler process. You don't have to have evaluators come in, do all their oaths, no conflict and all, evaluate and score. It is more streamlined. I think that's something that our district is more comfortable with doing and has done a lot in the past. But again, so just keep all that. And one last thing, I just want to make sure that everybody kind of keeps, or the board keeps in mind, in our policies, policy 6233 in particular, about the district budget, Part C of that policy talks about general fund ending balance, mm-hmm. and how much as a policy we're going to keep unrestricted funds. And what happens if we get below the 5% in our policy, there has to be a plan put in place to get us back over 5%. There were some pretty big chunk expenditures, I think, within the last month or so, maybe less than that, that kind of took a chunk out of our balance. I don't know where it stands right now, but it's just really uncertain times, big chunks of money, and just for y'all to think about.
Well, I think we need a RFP to have for future something on files. We don't have to write it up every time you turn around. But to send it out right now.
That's what my thing is. Do we have to send it out right now? Can we approve the form that you've spent so much time trying to get together for us? And of course, even if we went back and later and said we would, you know, look at it again.
Well, really, in the future, if y'all wanted to put out an RFP for anything in the future, buying, I don't know, buses or something, we have a template now. Mm-hmm. And in the future, you just say, we make a motion to do an RFP for whatever. And then there is one kind of in place we can go with now.
If we approve this one, yep.
So that, yeah.
I think early on our discussion was trying to get some money in hopes. It's a crapshoot of hoping that FEMA money come in, mm-hmm. and then you take this money and you go ahead and pay what some of these items that we need, and then replace that with the FEMA money maybe within a year or two. There's just no guarantee of that, you know. And it's a small amount to ask for, a lot more to pay back.
Right.
And you're exactly right. I mean, there's multiple needs there. What is our FEMA? Why this is feeding back? Our FEMA projection is somewhere what 1.2.
We have 183 right now in the hands of the state. I checked with Megan this morning.
That's come in?
No, it's in the hands of the state.
Okay. When you say 183, is that 183,000? Okay.
And so it should be soon. I'd say in the next couple of months. And that's what Megan stated. And now the other funds, I asked about the deductible. We got around 950,000 of the deductible. But that's still in the hands of FEMA. And the deductible, we have to close, she said, all our projects before she can go after that. So I'm waiting on Kevin to get back. So see where we're at on all projects and make sure we're closed. We're not spending any more for Hurricane Monroe at this time, so I'm assuming we're ready to close. But as soon as we get that done, then we can move forward on that.
What have we? I know we talked at the last. I know you weren't here, but you were. I don't know how much you could hear. We talked about contacting PAC about the issue with them not wanting. They're saying that the deductibles
about
were. What is the latest on that with PAC? Because I know PAC did that with all their member districts.
I should have checked when I got back this week, but I thought we'd do that.
I mean, obviously that'd be an issue here, Jackson County, Bay County.
She did reach out to them.
Yeah, we're not the only one, right?
Right.
She did reach out. Megan did, because they had worked close with PAC on all this, and she did reach out. I did reach out, but I do recall she reached out and was waiting for some responses. And I never got any emails coming back to me because she always
CC'd me. I would think that Patrick Daniel and them should be taking some real lead roles in trying to resolve that with them. Because we did what we were told, and so did every other district.
Yeah.
What I'll do is reach out in the morning, and then.
Because right now, FEMA, from what I understand, FEMA.
To inform y'all what they've stated.
FEMA's balking on the deductible. They're not going to.
Majority of it comes out for. Now, regardless, we had to pay the 2%. So I'm sure that Belfour has something to do with it, but regardless, we have to pay the 2% per building.
Right.
So it may not hit as hard. The 1.2 was Belfour, but it's like we might not get that portion because of Belfour's pickup. So
has that been corrected? Has anybody heard to see? Because, I mean, we're still in hurricane season, so.
Yeah, you see, kind of getting that loop and finding out.
Because, I mean,
their hiccup was that Belfour was not an approved provider to do those services, and they worked everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, and every district is.
Right.
So that's my,
reached out all districts.
You know, looking ahead, you know.
So let me call in one. That was my fault.
Okay.
When I got back, I got this swamp. But let me call them, and then I'll shoot y'all an email.
At some point, I mean, if they're not going to, if they're just going to balk on that, we got to get our Rick Scott and Neil Dunn and all of our representation and Congress. We got to go start begging and pleading and whatever we got to do to make that happen. I mean, that becomes a real federal issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to let time get away, and whatever, you know, if we need to send the cavalry up there to get some answers, we need answers. Yeah.
When you say we had to pay the 2% deductible anyway, and you said it may not hurt as much.
That's what I'm thinking, because based off of what she said was the deductible, regardless, we had to pay the 2%.
Right.
We were going to get that. You know, we had to pay regardless if we had Belfour or anyone. So just because we had damages and we were asking for assistance in the insurance side, so we had to pay just like your personal. You have to pay your deductible first, and then they'll, you know, you'll get some, you know, recoup some expenses. So that's basically what my understanding. But the Belfour, we could get more because of the Belfour issue, because it cost so much. It was like $1.5 billion that we had to pay out Belfour, and we had to use our insurance money to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we had to get our roofs fixed.
I mean, that's where we really need to utilize the buying power of PAC, and we got the which is most of the panhandle. We got to fight that hard.
I'm surprised that's not more talked about than what it is right now.
Jackson,
in the school districts.
Liberty, Gulf County,
Bay. Bay's in that.
Bay.
Yeah.
Bay. They probably got hit. Belfour too, I think. I'm not sure about, you know, Bay County, because they're such a large district. We're with a small district, but I do know the three of us did.
Right.
And Calhoun had Belfour, but then they had another group come in.
I heard that too. Do we know why they changed?
Mm-hmm. I've heard they had some issues with this other company.
Yeah, I think they're having issues as well, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
Do we have any other discussion regarding the RFP? Are we gonna? I guess my question is, I mean, I guess, I don't know, and not everybody spoke, but the feeling that I'm getting is that maybe we don't want to, I mean, approving the request doesn't mean we have to actually put it out, or is approving the request meaning we're going to put it out? This is just approving the template, right? So if...
We haven't put any numbers in it.
Okay, I'm just making sure that I understand that correctly. So I don't...
Maybe the minutes reflect this, but my understanding of what's in front of the board right now is whether to send the RFP out.
Right, that's what I was thinking also. That was my feeling, Jackson.
So if the board, however, when y'all call the vote, would not want to put it out, then if you vote against, if you did want to put it out, then we vote for it.
Okay. Mr. Kiltz, did your questions get answered with what you were asking? Because obviously, it's not in order right now. That would have to be a workshop, which I would be glad for you to attend. Okay.
I have a question actually pertaining to that. I'd like to get a little bit of clarification on. When do y'all do this workshop? Because I'm sitting in a building right now that was given back to me in a lot worse condition than I left, and I understand it got moved. But I need these funds to get my other classroom up and running. I've got two curriculums I got to teach starting in 10 days, and I've got one room that's, you know, I've made the best I can do with. Mm-hmm. So I need these funds to get these rooms up and running so I can run my freaking program.
Do we know what, and you're talking about the JROTC building, I'm assuming. Okay. What was the issue with that building? I know Kevin's not here, but do we remember? Mm-hmm.
I need flooring in there. Uh-huh. Whatever the wiring that needs to get done, get finished. I need ceiling tiles put back in.
Okay.
Air conditioners, it'd be nice if those actually work.
We went over a lot of those things that Kevin did, I think, the last time he was here.
Okay.
Well, Culpepper was to finish the ceilings and the walls and floor and all before they left, or if they're still out there or whatever.
Are they still working?
There's still workers out there, because I was out there today. There's still workers out there.
Mm-hmm. That's part of finishing the building, or is it or is it not?
My understanding is they're going to finish the hallway, and that's it, and then they're out of money. That's my understanding.
That's correct.
Okay.
So they're going to leave it with no lights or no air conditioning.
The air conditioners are in, and they work, but the breakers are tripping because there's apparently something wrong with them. I have to reset them a few times a day.
So was the electrical part of the initial?
Should have been.
And if it's not...
It was part of the...
Okay, and if it's not working, then...
They're not done yet.
They're not finished? Okay. So it looks like we need to get some more clarification from our construction group to see where they're at.
And they told us, Tina, up front that would be an area that they could not guarantee would be ready when school started.
Okay.
We know that it's coming in late. But I'll get on that. Kevin's out. He's sick, and that's the reason he's not here, and he could answer these questions much better.
I mean, I would be happy to take any of you guys through so I can show you what needs to be done specifically so that I can get my classrooms up and running.
Well, I can tell you, I feel confident in the contractor that we have will make it right. But now as far as things that, like what you were saying, is like ceiling tiles or something that wasn't included in what they are...
I tell you, you walk through and there's one missing here, one missing there, one missing over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any other discussion, gentlemen? Okay. I need... we have a motion and a second. Our discussion, I think, is over. So all in favor of approving the RFP for the short-term loan, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? I oppose. Okay. All opposed. Motion does not carry. And... we deleted our emergency items, so now we're at board policy items. Does anybody have any tonight that they would like to speak about?
I got one, but Kevin's not here. Maybe when you talk with him, Mr. Summers.
Yeah.
I may have missed it over in the gym. I went through there looking how it that thing looks sharp. I'm here to tell you, it's looking good. But I noticed there wasn't a scores table. I don't know if they have it put up or if it something else missed. They may have it put up. I was just wondering about it.
I was out there today after school. There's not one.
Is there anything you know about that?
We need to get a word about it. I don't know what happened, but we don't have one.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that was placed that we didn't get, but not the same money. So there's a lot of things that, you know, we initially went after we didn't get. So the sports table must have been one of those that we didn't get.
Is there a place built in for it, though, to go?
Yeah.
A section that a table would go? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll look and check on it. Anything else, Eric, you may want to send me a list of things that obviously we got to have that we don't have it. And whoever mentioned having the workshop to go over and start doing some prioritizing, mm-hmm. at least start the process, I think that's a great idea.
Yes.
That the board may want
I
to
think
about.
That would be a wonderful idea.
Do we have any money to do any of it with if we prioritize?
Well, at one point there was 76 or 79. Do we have that now?
That's
already done.
I think we need to prioritize the list either way.
That 182 is coming in the next few months, we anticipate.
Yeah.
Let's be ready when it does.
I agree with Mr. Morris.
Is the 182 encumbered right now?
No.
Okay, so that we can got 182 to play with to begin with.
If we get it.
Well, that's supposed to be coming. I mean, that's.
You can have this year marked just for, projects.
But that way we'd be ready when we do start getting some.
Yes, that way we won't have to spend another week.
Right.
Once we get it.
Obviously, we have a workshop. We need to add that in to prioritize it, or at least thin it down. Have a start point, because if not, we're just going to keep spinning our wheels, and mm-hmm. we'll have this conversation 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would make a recommendation, too. Have a workshop, but don't plan on voting right after.
No.
Give us time to talk about it, go back and digest it, talk to people, and sometimes that gives us a little clearer, rather than come in there and 30 minutes later vote on something.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us time.
I agree.
24 hours makes a difference sometimes on a lot of decision making.
I agree with that also, Mr. Petty. Do we have any other discussions tonight, board members?
I had a couple of things. I know we've had some kids quarantined and some tests positive. I got a few phone calls last night I called Aaron and talked to him about some of the teachers didn't even know they was quarantined. Have we got a notification system in our school working that teachers are notified timely whenever? Because parents need, their kids gonna be quarantined and they need to pick up laptops and stuff like that, and they show up.
So for my end, I had sent a positive yesterday. So I let my teachers know and talk to students. I also sent a parents' word message out to all the parents. All the parents in the Lemby County School District, letting them know kind of what occurred. Just very simple. So where we're at, just so you're aware. But any of the parents, any of the students that we had to bring up, a person we called and spoke to their mother or father, told them what was going to happen, and I would ask if they needed a laptop or not. So some did, some did not.
Right.
So that's what I did for my end. So the parents, the teachers were notified that they taught the students, and then obviously the parents were notified because they had to come pick them up. And then I sent out an email with the parents' square last night to everyone within the parents' square. Just letting them know this is what occurred here at the high school.
Are we doing that at all of our schools?
Yes.
Now, or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're just concerned because they called teachers. Teachers said, I didn't even know it was quarantined, so I just want to make sure.
Was it a parent calling you?
Yeah.
Has the parent checked to make sure they have the right
teacher?
This was yesterday, so it's probably happened. I just want to make sure
okay.
we got that process.
Yeah.
In place, and I don't know. I guess the Department of Health notifies the students or parents. How does that work?
So with that said, I had a student that was not there yesterday that had been around this particular student. So I gave the Department of Health the phone number, the address for this particular student.
they, since the kid was not at school, they were reaching out to that particular parent and student. But anybody that was there yesterday, we reached out, I made the phone call to those parents and students.
So Department of Health notified you and the kids at school, or?
No, no, Department of Health came to my school and assisted in the investigation, the, you know, the contact.
Right.
So we worked hand in hand yesterday in doing that communication to parents and students. And like I said, the only one that was not there, that I gave them the information and they were calling that student. And they have already called that student because the student parents were invested in me and said, hey, I told them that I already tested positive during the summer. They got to check on me to make sure I may be back sooner than that. So if you don't come back until the health department lets you know, and they'll let me know. So we were working hand in hand yesterday with the health department.
Yeah, they take the lead. They decide who goes home, how long they're going to stay. The health department makes all those calls.
And I think we're doing good. It's just some things. Another question I had, we require every student rides a bus to wear a mask. Then if a student rides a bus and he's got a mask on and he tests positive, then we still got to quarantine people around him. What good's the mask really do on the bus?
It helps, but it's not perfect. I think it's proven to help curb, this is what little I know now, it helps to curb the spread. Does it prevent it? No. So we were just erring on the anything we could grasp to help us. That's kind of where we are. But yeah, good question.
And I understand that some of these parents,
I know it.
We make them wear a mask, but everybody wore a mask, and now I've got a quarantine mine, so what's, and I know masks don't stop it totally. I know it don't. It won't. This comes back to money. Stoves and ovens for our culinary classes down there at high school. Are they in our budget for next year, or?
They're in this year's. They're purchased out of
grant money?
Yeah.
We just haven't got them yet?
Yeah. Okay. And I've got my first feedback on that grant today, actually.
Okay.
And it was one item that was not going to be approved, but it was not those particular things.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I got one question. I'm going to piggyback off of what James said. And this is a parent question to me. Are we asking students questions in the morning? Have you got a series of questions?
So we have signs that are posted as you enter, staff students. Right. They're posted on the board there as you enter. We kind of got two signs there. So we got two entrance points. One is by the lunchroom where they enter. They're posted on the sign. And then one is on the front to the left there.
Right.
On the sign. Are they being asked? We their signs are posted there. So, but we can start asking every single one comes
to it. It was my understanding a student had been tested but came to school anyway. It is one of those questions, have you been tested? I don't even know if that's on the questionnaire.
I cannot remember off the top of my head. But I know that every student enters our school, we just scan for temperature.
Right, right.
That student probably came in on the lunchroom. No, that student rode a bus, so he would not have been. So they're already scanned. They're scanned on the bus.
So if they
enter my school, if they're on a bus, they're not asking that question today because it's already been done.
They're scanned coming on the bus.
Coming on the bus. So the only time I'm asking a question or scanning is the lunchroom door, the glass doors, or the door by the front office.
I guess the question is, are we asking this question? Have you been tested since you've been in the last week? Have you been tested in the last 24 hours? Have you been tested for COVID in the last 48 hours?
I don't think that's a question. That wasn't
one question.
That's not a question
to ask them.
They want you to ask that, correct?
That was not the question they have given us to ask them.
Okay, they did not give you that question.
They did not give us that question.
Now, we had.
I'm just wondering if, from what I understood, we had a student that had been tested, was awaiting test results, but came to school.
Is that a violation of HIPAA, asking somebody that, though?
I don't think we did.
That's probably why it's not on the list.
Can we put a statement out that if you have been tested, if you have been tested, you need to refrain from coming to school.
Right.
And that's teachers and students.
So I will say this. That was brought up yesterday during our investigation on the tracing rights. So in connection with the Department of Health, had that conversation with them. We both agreed that they would let us know whether that's hospital or the high school. Or district, I guess, LLC, right? If a student comes and gets tested, they're going to start asking, what school do you attend? And they will let us know on the other end. That would obviously slip through the cracks.
So what do they tell us at that point?
So what they're going to call and tell us, just want you to be aware, John Doe came in and got tested. We are not, should not be coming to school until he gets that test back.
They'll give you the name?
They'll give me the name.
Okay.
So I should know that.
We can say that you're encouraged to self-report.
Correct, right.
We're learning.
Right. But it was my understanding that if possibly, if they let us know this child here was tested, then we know, they number one, the health department's telling them not to come, but we know if they show up,
that we know
to say, sorry, you know.
So I think it's correct. I know there was a language barrier issue.
That's right.
Family.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay, as long as they're letting us know,
they're going to let
us. We don't know who gets tested unless it affects our students.
And let me ask, I don't know, but if they go to Dothan and get tested,
that'd be a self-report thing.
That's definitely a self-report. Now, I will let you know the people in Dothan do report to our health department because that was a personal, but it may be 2 days later. Yeah, it may.
They report to the state of Florida.
Right.
And the state of Florida reports it to them.
So say I get tested today in Dothan. The health department may not know about it until Monday.
The self-report would be.
But it's self-report. Yeah. But if they go here, they're going to let us know.
Okay.
And like I said, we learned from that mistake. I think it's a slip of the crap.
Oh,
I hate that. So I'm
saying, yeah. May, did you have a question? Did I see your arm? I'm sorry. I thought I had saw you. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure if you didn't have a question.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
Let's start. The 20 mile school zone light in Hosford on the south end of the school is not working.
County.
That's actually some county.
And I know the county deals, but some, I don't know who we need to.
The county road department needs to.
I let them know, but we can't touch it. So
right, that's right. I know they pay for it. You know,
a few
years ago they took over. So
you let them know recently, Mark. Was it recently you contacted?
I think Clay Evans got the contract.
He does.
With the county to do that, so
touch you.
Clay used to do it.
He still does.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know today when Hillary and I pulled out, there was a log truck flying, and Hillary said he's going to rear end us, but we slowed him down, both knowing that it was time for school to be
I'll call
that
Clay.
That light was not on. But the SROs are there with their lights, so that's obviously great.
That
is about time Kevin went out.
Just so you know, residents or people passing by, even just you would call the road department.
Yeah,
and let them know. But you know,
I got one more thing too, and I know we probably asked, but is there any way we could get an email at the end of the day saying we've had quarantined 6 students, or we've had quarantined 13 students at the different school locations?
We had a meeting today, and we talked that very issue of bringing everybody into the loop here. And again, this is our process, but still in all, we see that as a need, so we're addressing that, Jay.
Would the morning be sufficient? And the reason I'm saying is because we're collecting a variety of data. There's some data that has to be reported to DOE, and it has to be reported by 9:00 that morning. So we're trying to, our data is one day lagging, is what it is at this point. And we can do it all at once.
Yeah.
Would that work?
Would y'all do it in one night?
Yeah, I mean, parents are going to call us.
Yeah.
If they get quarantined today, they're going to call us tonight.
Okay.
And I don't know how hard it could be. Maybe we can talk to the Department of Health and have them send it to the school. You know, I don't know.
We've got it. We've We've got the information.
I don't want to keep piling work on top of y'all.
We should have information also now.
Yeah.
Y'all let Renee know if she lets us know or something like that.
Yeah, we send it to her.
Did we say the day, the morning after or the day of?
Probably need to be the day of. They're going to get phone calls.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah, because I was getting last night, I didn't even know. I mean, I could have aggravated people at the house. I did aggravate one at the house. I get paid for being aggravated.
There you go.
I think that's all I got. I should have.
Okay. I'll give you a second if you need me to.
No. Okay. You better not. I'll come up with
something. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, if not, I'll entertain a motion and a second to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Petty. Meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everyone, for coming out.